Welcome back to Lotus Radio's in-depth PSA program. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. In the studio, my second and final guest, Janet Lazarus, from the Sierra School of the Performing Arts. Is that right? Did I say
it's
that correctly?
It's almost right. Okay. It's 99.9
Sierra School of performing arts.
There's
not
no
the. There's no the.
You know,
I
you
want
to insert the. It's just
it gives
natural.
It more. No, it's okay. I'd rather get it right than try to be fancy with it.
Oh, so we want to be right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
weirdly enough, for a PSA program, yeah, we want to be correct. So,
okay.
Janet, thank you for coming in.
It is my pleasure.
Sierra School of Performing Arts. How long have you been a part of this organization?
Oh, you don't want to know.
I really do, though.
I think we're going into our 13th year.
13th year.
Actually,
okay.
Believe it or not.
Have you been there since the beginning?
Not at Bartley. We've been an organization. Yes, I'm a founding artistic director.
Okay.
So we started out with a few parents who had performing children
when
my kids were young.
All
and
right.
We decided we wanted to do great theater, and so we put this thing together 12, 13 years ago, started out with camps and classes and shows, smaller shows. Now we're doing big Broadway
you're
musicals.
Doing big old Broadway musicals at
yes.
Bartley Ranch.
At Bartley
That's
Ranch.
That's kind of your, like, as far as performance-wise, is that your, like, home base, or do you kind of travel around?
No, it's our home base now. We used to be at UNR Proscenium Theater.
And oh, okay.
When they went under renovation, see, now I have to get it right. When they went under renovation, we said, oh, my God, we have to find another venue. And when we found Bartley, it was like a match made in
heaven.
It's
an amazing venue.
Oh, I love it.
It's so great.
Even if the show sucks. Oh, can I say that on the radio?
It's okay.
Even if the show sucks.
Let's not get specific, but yeah.
Okay. Even if our show sucks, it's still a wonderful evening out.
Yeah.
With a little music to
That's
boot.
True. A little night music. And speaking of, it's kind of the perfect title, The Sound of Music.
Hello.
That's the musical you're doing.
That is the music. We're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you got some world-class local talent in this thing.
Oh,
I have
the voices
to say.
Are so incredible.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very, very pleased with the way it sounds, the way it looks, and the way it's going to feel.
Wonderful. Well, I want to get to that a little bit later because I really want to get into the background. We have some time. This is a semi-long interview, so...
Can I have a drink?
Maybe not that long.
Okay.
But regardless, Sierra School of Performing Arts, I mean, so how has it grown, I guess? I mean, you know you moved venues and you've kind of changed as far as plays.
Oh, story.
It's okay.
We started out with trying to do shows with mostly children.
Okay.
Small musicals. Some non-musicals, which, by the way, I remember you gracing our stage at one point a long time ago. We did at the dinner party.
Right.
Remember at the Pioneer Underground?
I do remember that.
We don't always do musicals, but that's our base.
Yeah.
We do one big, huge musical a year, but we started out with it being very small, performing around high school stages, and then we got to UNR Proscenium Theater, and we were doing a thing called Broadway Bits. We took four or five Broadway shows and condensed them down to about 25 minutes each, and we would just do one after another so we could feature these fabulous kids and adults in roles without having to have the whole musical. So it was mostly a training. We were training them.
Okay.
And
it really is, the school is not a coincidence, like it really truly is a school.
We thought of ourselves as a training ground, but we've really become a theater producer because our shows are so successful and, high quality, if I could say that.
Yeah. It's okay to toot your own horn.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
I mean, we're really shooting for a professional look. And I think over the years, we've really grown to achieve that.
Wonderful. And actually, I would love to get your background a little bit. I mean, how long have you been into the performing arts yourself?
My whole life.
Whole life.
So I started out as an actress. I grew up in New York, and I went to Broadway, and I went, that's it. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so I was an actress in New York and L.A. I majored in theater. I got a master's in theater at UCLA. And I was acting until I moved to the Tahoe area, got pregnant and married, and I thought, this isn't going to work too well. So what can I do so I can make my own schedule for rehearsals? Well, that was directing.
Okay.
So I started directing, fell in love with it, and I've been directing ever since. I do a little bit of acting here and there. I just did something in RLT at the beginning of the year, but I really love directing.
Wonderful.
And I get to play all the parts that way.
Oh, there we go. That's true. You get to see what you want to see.
Yes.
Which is precisely what
it
is. And you didn't direct this show, did you?
I did.
You did direct the show.
Yes, I direct our musicals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And last year we did Wizard of Oz. The year before that we did Cinderella, Fiddler on the Roof before that, et cetera, et cetera.
Cool.
So
very recognizable stuff.
Very recognizable, because guess what? It's really expensive to produce a Broadway musical. So we have to know that we're going to sell some tickets.
Precisely.
That's the formula.
You can't do necessarily under the radar stuff, at least not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I would love to soon.
I know. There's some that pop up on your radar that you're like, oh, not a lot of people know about this, but it's gold.
Dying to do that, because I go and see a lot of theater.
Which is what you need to do.
Oh, I have a huge box full of programs from my life of theater going.
Wow.
So I would love to do some really edgy or more contemporary stuff. But right now, we just have to build our audience and feature children. We're all about featuring children.
And that's beautiful, by the way. I think that's a wonderful, like, worthwhile, because you're training the next generation's plural of actors and performers and singers locally. And we can show people that Reno is a mecca for art.
And it's growing
purposes.
And it's getting better and better. And people like me who have been to bigger cities and have seen really quality theater their whole lives, I think Reno needs that, you know, to raise the bar. Somebody who really knows how this is supposed to look and feel can teach the children and give them a model.
Yeah.
You know?
Cool. And then, I mean, of course they can't do it. That's very short notice if they were trying to get their child involved with this production. But in the future, how can parents get to know more about your organization? How can get their kids involved?
The best way is to get on our mailing list at Sierra School of Performing Arts. We're on the web. And if you join our mailing list, then you will get notice of auditions, camps, classes, workshops, events. Sometimes we bring in casting directors from LA to hold talks or workshops. That's the best way. Okay. The other way is to come see our productions and come say hi to me.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm always in the
audience.
You're
very approachable.
Very.
As I can tell by this interview right now. Sound of Music, it's kicking off in like a week. August 11th, open?
Yes, we open August 11th, Friday night. And we play 3 weekends. So really basically the whole month of August.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just want everybody to know that, you know, out there in the listening audience, you probably know the movie, but the show is a whole different animal.
Yeah.
I honestly, a little confession here, I wasn't in love with the show. And I thought, this is the right show for us to do because it features children. So let me see if I can fall in love with it. I went to see a production in Sacramento. I did.
Yeah.
I fell totally in love with it. And I have to say that our production squeezes out every bit of comedy there is in that script. And I know you, as a brilliant comedian, comedy performer, I know that you appreciate that. There's comedy in everything. You just have to find it.
For sure. And I mean, for one thing, the origin story is a little dark. So that's nice to get some humor out of it.
All the more reason to find those moments we can laugh a little bit.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. So you didn't even like the movie?
I liked the movie, but I wasn't excited about doing it as a stage production.
I see what you mean.
I just wasn't. Now I am.
All right. Well, then it's good to have the director be excited about the material.
Definitely.
So people should check this out. Seriously, The Sound of Music, it is at Robert C. Hawkins Outdoor Amphitheater, Bartley Ranch. Again, it opens August 11th, goes 3 weekends. It's going to be a fantastic show.
And we have food trucks outside. So if you don't want to bother bringing your own picnic lunch... I should say dinner.
Yeah.
You know, there's food trucks. There'll be an intermission. You can go out and get your ice cream, bring the kids. It's really inexpensive for a big thing that we're doing. It's $15 to sit on the grass, only $20 to sit in a seat. I recommend getting a ticket in a seat so you can be a little closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the lawn seating, I've been there for the lawn seating, and it's so nice.
It's very nice.
It's just kind of lazy and cool. And
it's comfortable.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
So any future, I mean, you mentioned projects you'd like to do in the future. Any definite concrete plans that you're like, definitely going to do this?
I'll throw a few things out there.
Go for it. Get people excited.
I would love to do Hairspray if I could find the people to do it. I would love to do Legally Blonde. You know, get a little bit more contemporary and fun after doing Sound of Music, which is so intense. I'd like to do something a little lighter and fun, but we'll see.
All right. Interesting. And then also, how can people support you? I mean, funding-wise or any other methods?
We are really hurting right now because our grants are kind of drying up at the moment in our state and in our nation.
Yeah.
In a current climate.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah, the arts are not...
we're in trouble.
They're being kind of attacked, actually, if we can be blunt about it.
Yes, yeah. We are. It's a little dicey situation right now. So, yes, we would love, if somebody wants to come and see our show and they represent a big company, that would be the best of all possible worlds, is to get a really substantial sponsorship.
Okay.
But people can donate and get involved in so many ways. They can donate money. They can donate their time. Again, go to our website, and all the information is there.
All right. Very cool. And the website, again, is sierraschoolofperformingarts.org.
And the best way to support us is to come see the show.
Go see the show. Sound of Music, Hawkins Amphitheater. And again, you can get tickets at their website, too. So it's pretty easy. Also, you can call the number 852-7740.
Yeah, but who uses the phone anymore?
Some people do. Not me, but some people. Janet Lazarus. Sierra School of Performing Arts, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this. This is going to be a good show, and I can't wait to see what you come up with in the future.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.